it's you.
It's breakfast time. Who's hungry? Chica and Evan in the morning on Shreveport Bossier's number one hit music channel, K94.5.
Let me tell you right now, one of the saddest things that ever happened was when the Red River Revel lost the pizzalettas. So in case you don't know, St. Joseph's Catholic School, they've had a rough run at these pizzalettas. Remember when all their stuff was vandalized? Remember when their trailer was broken into? So it seems like somewhere along the line, the crew at St. Joseph just lost their spark for pizzalettas. Let's just be real. They quit coming. Now, is it ideal what they're doing? No. I'm going to be the first to say it. St. John's, y'all come back out to Red River Revel. Do better, be better. I don't care. People are going to come for me and they're going to be like, that was so rude. I don't care. You know where pizzaletta belongs? Inside the Red River Revel.
I was going to say
inside
in my stomach.
Inside the festival.
But...
That too. Right now, the only way to get those signature pizzalettas, and keep in mind, you're still paying the same price.
Yep.
So it's not like I'm out here saving money, St. John's. I get it. It's a fundraiser. They're letting you order online. You have to go pick it up yourself. Now, $1 million idea out here.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody offers to deliver. Somebody says, hey, I will be your pizzaletta person. Not only will I bake it for you, but I'll deliver it hot and ready.
I could just like DoorDash a pizzaletta. I would be broke. I would never have any money again.
And, you know, it'd be like Chica and Evan on my 600-pound life. That's the truth. That's what would happen to us. But
the two fattest radio hosts in America.
I love it. Okay, get all the info how you could order your pizzaletta. Time is running out inside your...
K94.5, Shreveport Bossier's number one hit music channel. We are Chica and Evan in the morning. And Chica, you said something that kind of blew my mind. I hadn't really thought about it, but we're all getting scammed. Like,
yes,
behind our backs, and we're not even realizing.
But, okay, by the way, 800-9436, we want to hear from you, the scam that you're just so sick of. I am tired of being that person that pays for water. Let me back up real quick. Was I hammered? Kind of, maybe, yes. Okay, I went to the LSU game where we played LA Tech, and it was so much fun, such a great time. But the one thing that I desperately needed at a like 5 o'clock was water. I was dehydrated. I wasn't feeling great.
Right.
And then I look up and there I am paying an arm and a leg for water. Now I had to go because I was this mad and this frustrated.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know that you can take in a water bottle?
Really?
You're allowed one water bottle. Yeah, this is the rules at Tiger Stadium. And meanwhile, we're all convinced. Maybe it's because we've flown too much, right? Because they're like, no water bottles.
Right,
like,
yeah.
Throw it away and da-da-da.
And like every venue has no outside food or drink, but Tiger Stadium, just bringing your own water.
Well, yeah, and so I'm looking at it, and it's like, I really feel that the biggest scam in life that we will ever have is paying for water. I don't even have water bottles at my house. Evan, I do the Brita thing. I fill up my Owala. Uh-huh. And if my Owala can't go somewhere, then I don't need to be there.
Yeah.
I am going to turn into that person because I'm so sick of this scam. I'm done paying $7 for a freaking water bottle.
I think in general, also just like concert and venue food and drinks
are
all a scam. We all know it's a scam. $8 for a beer. It's like, come on,
man. And you know what? And this whole like, hey, the water fountain isn't working. I be dang. All right, you're going to catch me under the sink at the next bathroom. I am this passionate about it. Somebody out there has to be very passionate, right?
Oh, 1,000,000%. Now I'm interested. Like, if we're going to let this one just happen and, like, fly by and just be like, yeah, we all know we're getting scammed. What else are we just letting happen? Like, there's clearly got to be something else someone's figured out the code on. Garrison in Shreveport, what is something that's a scam? And everyone knows it's a scam, but we just kind of go with it anyways.
Man, top of my list, DoorDash. Like, what a scam that is. You know how much cheaper it is to just get in your car and drive and go get the food? And then on top of that, you got a tip. There's delivery fees.
Right, yeah.
It's such a scam. It's a scam that lazy people fall for.
You know what? Maybe they're not falling for it. They're just paying more for the convenience. Though I kind of doubt that. I think we're all just lazy.
Yeah, not worth it.
K94.5, Shreveport Bossier's number one hit music channel. We are Chica and Evan in the morning, and we want you to feel good with us because it's time to feel good on the 50.
That's right. Sometimes you wake up, and let's just be real. Sometimes we don't have it. some mornings it's just the struggle bus. So
it's rough
we just,
sometimes, man.
Yeah, so we decided, why don't we just hyper-focus and celebrate all the good.
Yes.
Anything that you may think, okay, maybe that was pointless. My favorite one was I got an extra chicken nugget in my, like,
that one
yes.
was awesome. And someone got a hash brown one time and they didn't order one. Like,
oh, yeah.
Awesome.
So, and you're like, wait, that's so simple. Yes. It's just the simple stuff that makes us happy.
We want to celebrate you, not just the feel-good moments, but you and the good things happening to you. So, Kyler in Bossier City, what's making you feel good today?
Man, I'm so excited. The Highland Jazz and Blues Festival this Saturday.
Dude, that's what's
me happy. So excited.
So excited, too. I can't wait. I love the Jazz and Blues Fest every year.
Absolutely.
It's not the biggest Jazz and Blues, especially here in Louisiana. It's not the biggest, but it's so awesome to have that small moment where the community can come together for live local music. It's so great.
That's my favorite thing. I love it when it's just more intimate that way.
Don't just sit there. Call Chica and Evan now. 800. Waking up with Chica and Evan in the morning on K94.5.
It's time for three things you need to know before you go.
One.
I don't know if you're a Saturday Night Live guy, but it has been a little intense trying to figure out what's going on with Saturday Night Live.
Yeah, the cast is like completely up in the air at this point.
So high-profile cast departures, right? And Saturday Night Live did announce 5 new cast members for their upcoming 51st season. New additions are, yes, they are sparking debate because a lot of people are like, why do we have stand-up comedians on SNL? And I'm like, dude.
Norm MacDonald is a stand-up comedian. He was one of the greatest SNL actors and writers of all time. Don't give me this.
Yeah, so I'm sitting here going, what? Guys, the show has to evolve, right? We can't stay doing the same thing, same characters,
well,
same
skits. It's not even
skits.
That it's evolving or changing, right? I mean,
this
you've had stand-up.
Happens.
Conan O'Brien was on SNL. He's nothing but stand-up.
See?
Like, come on.
I love how this is the stuff that just gets you wired up.
2.
AI movies are finally here. The full thing is finally coming. OpenAI, the guys who make ChatGPT, are putting basically $30 million into a movie called Critters. It's going
it
to
fails.
Debut.
I hope Critters debut. Is the... I will not allow my children to watch this. Not that I have children.
Well, it's going to debut at the Cannes Film Festival this year. And after that, they're trying to get it into theaters next year.
Stop.
Yeah.
Stop.
There's already a short version of this movie. There's already a short version that exists. I think it's like 15 minutes long. It's got a 2-star rating out of 10 stars.
Good.
But...
Everybody go on there and make it -1.
Yeah, so OpenAI thinks this is going to be their big foot into the door to prove to companies like, hey, you can make big movies with big budgets very quickly. We'll see how well that goes. I'm not sure it will go well.
3.
Tennis legend Serena Williams has been making headlines after opening up about her weight loss journey and her use of GLP-1 drugs. Obviously, her candor about the topic is starting a new conversation about health, body image, public perception of celebrities. But people are coming out going, well, you know, she shouldn't be on that and she shouldn't be doing that because if she's an athlete, she shouldn't take any of that stuff. And she's over here like,
Earlier, I joked about steroids, but like genuinely, these aren't steroids. Anyone can get on this medication as long as you're not allergic, whatever.
I'm on the medication.
Right, so it's not an unfair advantage.
I've lost over 40 pounds and it has drastically changed my life.
If Serena can be on it, then all the other players can be on it. Yeah. It's not an unfair advantage.
Yeah, exactly. See, I'm going to become really good at tennis.
Until one of the leagues says, this is an unfair advantage or we're going to ban this now. And then,
then we're going to have like a Barry Bonds situation. But for now... Serena Williams just basically making the whole GLP-1 conversation like...
What's the best part of group therapy? It's free and there isn't an awkward lobby. Chica and Evan in the morning on K94.5.
Teddy, take a seat on the big couch and tell us what's bringing you to group therapy this morning.
So I've been at this job for about 5 years now. It's my first official job that I'm using my degree for since I've gotten out of college.
Yeah.
And I've felt like I've been doing as much as I possibly can. And the higher-ups have definitely taken notice of me, but I cannot get a raise or a promotion at this job in any way, shape, or form. I was actually told last week that it's going to be a long time and to strap in. And I really don't know how to handle it.
It sounds like you're under a lot of pressure. Is that just something going on with the work life, or is there something else going on?
Honestly, my girlfriend's been pressuring me and seeing how much work I'm putting in and, you know, kind of encouraging me to look elsewhere, that I deserve to be making more than I'm making now. So it's definitely positive, but I'm also feeling this kind of pressure from everybody that I should be making more money with my degree. And, you know, the amount of work, like I said, hours wise, I mean, it's insane what I'm doing and what I'm getting back. It's just not worth it.
I'm just curious, though, like 1 to 10, how much do you hate your job, the job that you're currently in?
Hating it, I don't, man, that's a good question. I'm going to say, like, on a bad day, it's a 7 or an 8, but on a really good day, I mean, I enjoy it. It's a 2 or a 3.
Okay, it's just the money's not there.
And I mean, if your partner's telling you, hey.
Right.
Like, that doesn't help the situation. So let's get some advice. I'm sure there have been multiple people that have had this situation. Let's figure it out together.
Got something to say? Call Chica and Evan now. 894.
Richard DeWedding at the Weather Channel.
What's the best part of group therapy? It's free and there isn't an awkward lobby. Chica and Evan in the morning on K94.5.
We got Teddy on the big couch today. He's calling in because he's thinking about getting a new job, but he's really, really nervous because he's been at this place forever. It's been a good job, but they're not giving him a promotion anytime soon, and he kind of thinks he could maybe make more money somewhere else.
Well, I feel like you left out a huge part, right? Like, he's getting pressured by his partner to get up and go.
Yeah.
When you got that extra pressure, Evan... When you got that pressure of somebody telling you, like, basically, hey, you're not getting paid enough, you're doing too much, I feel like there's, like, all these extra stressors on top of, I hate my job.
Right.
Okay.
1,000,000%.
And he didn't say he hated his job, but we're getting there. We're pretty close. So what do you do when you feel like you're stuck? When you feel like there is no room for me to grow in this company? I've been here for forever. I'm still broke. My partner's saying, hey, go off, do something better. What do you do?
Jess in Shreveport, your advice in group therapy this morning.
I say they need to do what I did. When you're stuck at work, I took my resume and fluffed it up and I left it in the printer.
Okay. Imagine the shock on your boss's face walking by the printer and looking and realizing, oh, wait.
Basically, I just started leaving my resume everywhere and things just started coming to me.
Josh, what is your best piece of advice here?
I think you should go out and just apply for every job. I mean, the opportunities are endless. And I think that you doing this, my wife pushed me to get a new job. I came home one day, she redid my resume. Say, hey, apply for everything. I apply for everything, and now I'm in a job where I'm happy, I'm making more money, so I don't hear my wife complain about things. So the family's feeling better. So I think it's just go ahead and just do what you need to do to get a better job.
Ted, we've heard a lot of advice this morning. What do you think you're going to do with all this newfound advice?
Honestly, I think I'm just going to listen to what everybody's suggesting and just ramp up my resume, put it out there. I think with the experience that I've garnered at this current job, I can get something that's gonna pay me a little more and treat me a little bit better. Maybe some I don't have to be overly workloaded at. I think that's gonna be the goal.
That is a good goal to have. I mean, it doesn't hurt at the end of the day to at least try applying to other jobs. What's the harm in, oh, I didn't get that job? I still have a job. So
I agree.
Good.
K94.5, Freeport Bossier's number one hit music channel. We are Chica and Evan in the morning, and we want you to feel good with us because it's time to feel good on the 50.
That's right. Sometimes you wake up, and let's just be real. Sometimes we don't have it. Some mornings, it's just the struggle bus. So
it's rough sometimes, man.
Yeah, so we decided, why don't we just hyper-focus and celebrate all the good.
Yes.
Anything that you may think, okay, maybe that was pointless. My favorite one was, I got an extra chicken nugget in my... Like,
that one was awesome. And someone got a hash brown one time and they didn't order one. Like,
oh, yeah.
Awesome.
So, and you're like, wait, that's so simple. Yes! It's just the simple stuff that makes us happy.
We want to celebrate you, not just the feel-good moments, but you and the good things happening to you. So call in, let us know all the good stuff, 800-9436. Melissa in Shreveport, what's making you feel good today?
Hi, I just adopted my own little kitten from Port City Cat Rescue. Aww. I named him Muffin. He's so cute. I just love him, and I'm just so happy.
They have the cutest kittens over there. I don't know where they find them, but they're just so adorable when I see them posted up on Facebook.
Can we talk about the cute one that looked like Post Malone? Sorry, we rescued a kitten one time and named him Post Malone because he would not stop meowing on the microphone. It was the cutest. Bonus points if you send us a picture. Can you please, though? Yeah, send us pictures inside the K94.5 app so we could obsess.
Absolutely, definitely.
Got something to say? Call Chica and Evan now. 890.
K94.5, we are Chica and Evan in the morning.
Okay, have you ever been called out for fubbing?
Fubbing?
Fubbing.
No.
It's apparently when you ignore whoever you're with for your phone.
Okay.
I must confess, guys, in case you don't know, this is something that Evan and I, we don't argue about it.
No, I feel like it's happens from time to time.
No, you've called me out several times. Well, I got called out by a gentleman caller.
Ooh.
And he said, I just feel like, you know, now I'm wondering, is this why I'm single? Right?
Because
he was like, would you please put your phone away?
You guys were like out at dinner somewhere or?
Worse.
No. Worse?
Yeah, we're at home watching a movie.
That's not worse. I mean, if you're out in public and it's obvious you're ignoring this person and they call you out, if you overhear it, then it's really
okay,
weird.
See, yeah.
If it's at home, it's no biggie. Okay. I mean, you're at home.
But I don't know. I felt like he was coming at me like, would you please get off your phone? It felt very, how do you fix fubby? I guess that's the question.
I don't know, because it feels like everyone does it. Like, no matter who you are, I try not to. I mean, I've tried to throw my phone basically out the window and just watch nothing but Judge Judy, because that's better for me than a million TikToks at once.
Actually, I think you're onto something.
Yeah, hold on. Henry in Bossier, your advice on how to stop fubbing?
Smack it out of her hand. What are we even talking about this for? Put the phone down. That is not going to interrupt any type of dishwashing or folding of laundry in my house.
Oh.
That does not happen. And if my wife sees me looking at that golf memes all the time, put it away. Smack it away. So cuddle up next to me. That's not how you treat a woman. It's not how you treat a man. All right? Put the phone down. I don't know what these dumb little kids are doing nowadays. This little addiction box we got in our pocket, put it down. All right? That's a real woman sitting next to you.
K94.5, Shreveport Bossier's number one hit music channel. We are Chica and Evan in the morning. And I'm
welcome.
Just for a fact at this point, every couple has this moment. Every couple has this problem.
Oh, absolutely. 894-36. What is that chore? What is that household thing that you and your partner just bicker over? And welcome, Evan. Please take a seat. I'm so happy you're here.
My girlfriend and I moved in together a few months ago. And when we did, we adopted a puppy. Her name's Daphne. Sweetest little thing ever.
Found her here at the station. She was dumpster diving. Yeah.
Dumpster puppy has some potty training problems, as you might assume.
Okay.
So we have potty problems in the house from time to time, which
understood.
Not a huge problem, except for the fact my girlfriend never, ever picks any of it up. I have to mop. I have to pick up all of it.
Well,
it has to be me. She'll take her outside from time to time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Now, not to be rude, but the puppy was your idea. You took the puppy home. You said, let's have a puppy.
No. Puppy was my offer after she said, ooh, could I have it? And I said, yeah, sure. As long as you're helping me take care of it, because I also have a cat, too.
Okay, okay.
So, you know, we kind of have to divvy up these chores.
Now, did you...
Even though a cat's way less effort, but...
Not to be a jerk, but when you guys had that first conversation about, hey, this is what we're doing, this is what, you know, we're going to... Did you guys divvy out the jobs?
We said we'd share them. We didn't set down like, hey, you're going to do this day, you're going to do this day.
Right.
We just said, hey, we're both going to take care of it. Like, you know, when I leave for work, I don't take her out because I leave so early, but my girlfriend takes her out when she gets up because she gets up a little later than I do and she has more time in the morning. And then I take her out after I get home, stuff like that.
Not to be a jerk,
but
has she ever, ever picked up the dog poop in the backyard?
No.
Okay.
Nor in the house when it happens. And this is my point, is that she did not warn me of this at all, and that it wasn't until after a while of this happening, me being the only person to pick up the potty in the house, and she says, oh, yeah, I have, like, a phobia of dog poo, so
that's
I just
true,
don't
though.
Pick
that's
it up.
Hey, before you say that,
but
I had a roommate.
Say that before we adopt a dog, please.
Wait, hold on. That's not something that comes up. I had a roommate whose phobia was the hair from the bathtub.
No, I understand.
And I had to do that, and so we're both gagging, and we're both like, there are just 894.36. What is that one thing that you and your partner are bickering over?
Blair in Shreveport, what do you and your husband bicker about?
Pretty much everything. I was going through a pretty bad funk not too long ago, and I'm so ashamed to admit this, but there have been 2 pots of like food in our fridge for like the past couple weeks, and I'm really ashamed to admit this, but I can't handle like smells and stuff, so I kept asking my husband, hey, go get these out of the fridge. Please. Oh. He was supposed to do them like not too long after like they were made. You know what I mean? And so that one became World War III for a hot minute there. They are finally out of the fridge.
Hey, there we go. K94.5 Shreveport Bossier's number one hit music channel. We are Chica and Evan in the morning, and we want you to feel good with us because it's time to feel good on the 50.
That's right. Sometimes you wake up and let's just be real. Sometimes we don't have it. Some mornings it's just the struggle bus. So
it's rough sometimes, man.
Yeah. So we decided, why don't we just hyper focus and celebrate all the good?
Yes.
Anything that you may think, okay, maybe that was pointless. My favorite one was I got an extra chicken nugget in my, like,
that one
yes.
was awesome. And someone got a hash brown one time and they didn't order one. Like,
oh, yeah.
Awesome.
So, and you're like, wait, that's so simple. Yes. It's just the simple stuff that makes us happy.
We want to celebrate you, not just the feel-good moments, but you and the good things happening to you. So call in, let us know all the good stuff, 800-9436. Michael in Shreveport, what's making you feel good today?
Well, I was at Monzuni's, and, you know, I had a little accident, spilled my water on me, and I kind of felt like everybody was looking at me, and then the waitress came over almost immediately, and she was like, you know, laughing a little bit, said, don't worry about it. And, you know, just for the little incident and me feeling a little embarrassed, that they brought me a free bowl of spaghetti, and it just put a big smile on my face. Like, that was just a very nice gesture.
That is a great reason to feel good. Shout out Monjunis, too.
Got something to say? Call Chica and Evan now. 800-9-